hairy pussy. Okay. What, discuss? Well, it was all quite hirsute until the 1970s. Do you want to know an interesting fact about that? It was pornography that did it. So they had very strict pornography laws around the world, and basically the pornography laws all said you can't show pubic hair. So the pornographers had a workaround, shave that off, we're good to go. And then we all looked at that and jerked off and went, I want yours to look like that, love.
Of course, what, sorry?
I said you're not that attractive.
I'm not that attractive. You know I can see you. I mean, no offence, madam, but you're a Reno 4. That's an LA 1. If you ever go to New York, you're trans.
Take one.
Why is British music so awesome?
Why is British music so awesome? Well, I think what we did was, it's not. My friend, I'll go toe-to-toe with you on British music.
You do.
Well, I think the reason is we took something that was American and we repackaged it and sold it back to you. We took the blue... Shut the fuck up, sir. And genuinely, that's from the heart. We took sort of early blues and rock and roll records that came over with the GIs that fucking helped us defeat the Nazis. And we got those records in port towns like Liverpool, and then we repackaged it and we sold it back to you. And that, in a sense, is what's happening this evening. I'm selling comedy to America, which is ironic, because stand-up comedy, when you think about it, I don't know if you take much national pride, but you should. There are three things America has given the world artistically. You gave us jazz music, you gave us the Western, and you gave us stand-up comedy. And then all I did was go away and perfect it.
How do you feel about Kanye?
How do I feel about Kanye? I feel bad for Kanye because I think he's genuinely a genius. Like a next level genius, but with that, the responsibility that comes with genius, the burden of a genius, is it comes with mental health problems. And I think he's mad as a fucking nail. but a genius, a man to be, you know, you can admire his work and separate it from the crazy shit he says. Like, I don't think he's a Nazi, I just think he's like a kid that's learnt a naughty word in the playground and he's running around shouting it. He needs help. And the worst healthcare, people that get the worst healthcare are the very, very, very poor and the very, very, very rich. They get nothing, they get anything they fucking want. And what he needs is help. Look, I mean, you did it in America. We did the same thing in the UK. We shut down the asylums, the mental asylums. Do you think we did that because we ran out of crazy? No. Huh? Hang on. What's that?
How many times have you worn those shoes?
How many times have I worn these shoes? I would say, I think they're quite a recent purchase, so... What, sorry?
Fresh out of the box?
They are not fresh out of the box. No, unlike your fingers, I'd imagine. Hey. She's probably been sat there stabbing the cat. That's an expression. Who's more woke? I would say probably the Brits at the moment. I think we're a little bit more woke than you right now. There's been something, I don't know if you keep up with the news, but there's been something of a vibe shift here. So. No, I think, no, this will interest you. Do you remember the guy that used to host The Apprentice? I don't know if you ever watched the show. He used to be on The Apprentice. He had like a, well, if you, I don't know if you've seen his new show. It's called The News. And it's quite something. If you like cliffhangers and what the fuck moments. So yeah. Yes. What, sorry?
Gulf of America?
What do I think about the Gulf of America? Yeah. Fucking call it what you want. You're in charge. Here's how gangster Britain is, right? Here's how gangster Britain is. Have you ever heard of the country Germany? Yeah? Do you know what they call it? Deutschland. Yeah. No one else calls it that. Because the British went, no, you're not. German. Japan. You ever met a Japanese guy? Yeah? Do you think they call it Japan? They fucking don't. Nippon, if you're interested. That's what they call it. You've never even fucking heard that term. I mean, no wonder we're not getting pronouns right. We don't give a fuck. Yeah?
What's the favorite state you've been to and why is it for?
What? That is a fucking heckle. You all hear that? He said, what's your least favorite state you've been to and why is it Florida? Perfect. Nothing but net. It's our 10-year anniversary. One of us thinks it's a big deal. The other doesn't. Can you be the tiebreaker? Whose 10-year anniversary is it? Where are you?
Ours.
Hi. Well, what's your name, sir?
Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. And what's your missus' name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. Couple of things here. Now, I'm not a mind reader. I don't have any special powers. But I'm guessing, Brendan, you don't think it's a big deal. And she does. Am I right?
How'd you do that?
It's a gift. Yeah, there is a special name for people that hold anniversaries dear. Yeah. Women. It's not, I mean, I think you're gonna be okay. You've just, when's the actual anniversary? Is it today?
Like 4 days ago.
4 days ago. Oh, so it's a 10-year one, though, so that gives it... You've got a season. You've got a week or so to celebrate. So tonight's part of that. Happy anniversary. It's wonder. He made this arrangement beforehand that I would personally say hello because it means so much to him. He fucking didn't. Couple of things you've got to do, Brendan. You've got to take her out for a nice fancy dinner, yeah? And you've got to fuck her gently. Lights off, dimmer switches, the whole fucking thing. No fucking pile driving. No special moves. Otherwise, you'll never make it to 37 years. I think that'd be all right. What's a good 10-year anniversary gift? What are we thinking?
A horse.
Anal? Kate, strap one on, fuck Brendan in the ass. Yeah. Great thinking, this is the wisdom of crowds.
37 years married, I bet you've never been pegged. Get involved.
What could possibly go right? What else we got?
What do you like to eat when your show is finished?
What's that?
What do you like to go out to eat when your show is finished?
Pussy.
I don't know if there could have been any other answer there. It's really... My husband, Steve, goes in for surgery on Friday. Thanks for lifting his spirits beforehand. Where's Steve? Where are you, Steve? Hi, Steve. Steve, what are you having done, my friend? You're having your shoulder done? Right. What? How did you injure it? What happened?
Work accident.
A work accident? What do you do?
IT.
Hey, less of that. Takes bravery to admit that's how you injured it. It's a repetitive strain, isn't it? It's those algorithms, they keep coming up with stuff you like. Oh! We're lucky to still have you, Steve. Good luck in your recovery, and maybe try the other arm. Feel like someone else is doing it.
Yeah, it's an old shoulder injury. You know, from IT.
There's an ICU nurse over there who's going to struggle to give a fuck about you, Steve. She's a wonderful woman, Mary. She is going to struggle to fucking care about this. Ah, oh, who's this fucking wanker?
It's Steve. Good luck with the surgery, my friend.
Donald Trump's wearing so much fake tan that technically he's the second person of color to be elected president.
They say travel broadens the mind, except with Americans, which tends to widen the arse. A lot of people quote the fact that only 10% of Americans have passports. The thing is, they say it like it's a bad thing. Don't get the wrong idea, I've got nothing against Americans. Just one came up to me after a show a couple of weeks ago and said he thought I was patronising. I said, well, I think you'll find that's pronounced patronising. It means when you talk down to someone. Don't worry, I'm not being condescending. I'm far too busy thinking about important things you wouldn't understand.
That's a P. Diddy joke.
A P. Diddy joke? Well, sir, I don't think it's a laughing... Those P. Diddy parties made me sick. Seriously, the catering was awful. Did you read this? Did you read about this American man that's suing his ex-wife to get back the kidney he donated to her while they were married? That is taking the piss.
Right, I need a superpower. America? How's that helping? No!
People forget Joe Biden is still in charge. Biden's clearly got dementia and he's escalating tensions with Russia. I'm just worried he's planning on starting World War I.
Well, I've got a couple that I really like. The Detroit bomber. Do you know this guy that flew into Detroit last Christmas? So he flew into Detroit airport. He had an explosive device in his underpants. The triggering device went off. The explosives didn't detonate. So there was smoke billowing around, but everything didn't blow up straight away. Just smoke billowing. So the other passengers, you can imagine in America post 9/11, how they put him out. They didn't run and get a safety blanket and some water and a stewardess. No, they stamped the fucker out. In quite a camp flamenco style, if this is anything to go by. Possibly with a... But, I mean, they fucking ruined this guy. They didn't kill him, but they ruined him. Now, normally, I would say, well, you know what? Fuck him. He was trying to kill innocent people as they flew home for Christmas. Fuck him very much. But my heart goes out to this guy, because his court case is coming up in America in the next couple of months, and he's going to have a very tough time in a court of law defending himself, because the prosecution have got it so easy. The prosecution are just going to go, you telling the truth? Yeah, I'm telling the truth. Were your pants on fire?
There's a company in America now making thongs, you know, the item of underwear, size 26 and over. That's big, isn't it? I just question, is it necessary? I think any pair of knickers oversized 20 is a thong within four steps. We're all familiar with the hungry bum syndrome. I saw a woman earlier on the street, looked like she was chewing a toffee. Any other belief systems?
Creationism.
Creationism. Creationism's quite good. The crazies that believe that everything was built in 7 days, is it?
Yeah.
Any creationists in? No. Not really my target audience. People that amazingly naive. God love them. Or Americans, as we call them. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Did you know you're 10 times more likely to get mugged in London than you are in New York City? It's because you don't live in New York City. See, my favourite news story of the last year came from America. I'm sure you all saw this story in the papers or on TV. It was a story about a man in Utah, an American man, who he was out rambling in the wilds of Utah, the beautiful desert landscape, and there was a rockfall, and he got his hand trapped underneath a massive boulder, and he had to sever his own hand in order to walk to freedom. Incredible story about human courage and spirit. Did you all see that story? Yeah. Well, I can't believe anyone saw it and didn't ask themselves the question, because I think it does beg the question, would I be able to do that? I've given it quite a lot of thought, and I think, yes, yes, I would be able to do that. What do I care about an American's hand? If it's life or death, I'll cut his fucking head off. The other story that sort of tickled me from America, not quite as inspiring, I'll be absolutely honest with you, was the story of an English woman and an American man. This made the papers earlier in the year. They were flying from JFK to London Heathrow, never met each other before, flying in first class. They just knew each other for 8 hours, and they were arrested as they came into land at Heathrow. And the reason they were arrested was because the lady was fellating the man. I mean sucking off. Yes, as they came into land, the lady was fellating the man. I myself prefer a boiled sweet. I just can't quite imagine how that happened. Presumably, at some point, she turned to him and said, my ears are popping. Have you got a boiled sweet? And he said, no, I haven't, but I've got an idea.
Donald Trump, for me, I know a lot of people think ill of him, but for me, Donald Trump is my spirit animal. I'll tell you why. I look at Donald Trump and I see a TV host who became the most powerful man in the world. And I dare to dream. I am a spray tan away from power.
I was going to tell you a story about a gig I did recently. I did a gig for Mojo magazine. It's a big, you know, pop magazine. And it all went well. I was doing their award show for them. They invited me on. They said, yeah, will you do our awards? I said, my pleasure. Lovely. Lots of rock stars and rock chicks. Be cool. There was the awards there. I was just doing sort of 10-minute stand-up to begin with. I told a slightly anti-American joke. I said, of course, in Britain, we've got eat-as-much-as-you-like restaurants, whereas in America, you've got eat-as-much-as-you-can. You've added that important ingredient, competition. So not only could you be enjoying a delicious meal, you could be beating a personal best. Thus, the necessity for three pockets on the back of your jeans, you fat fucks. And a voice from the back of the room shouted, fuck off! I thought, I presume you're American, are you? He said, yes. I said, think of it as friendly fire. He then shouted, fuck off again, but louder. I thought, well, I better deal with this. I said, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason I got into comedy and doing this kind of thing is because I thought it would be a bit of a fanny magnet. I wasn't expecting a cunt like that. At which point, the editor of Mojo magazine, who was sitting just down here, got up and looked like he was going to come around and pull me off. Not like that. That was funny, well done. No, you go ahead. I sort of signalled to him to stop. I said, I'm sorry, sir, it's a cheap shot. It's a bullseye, doesn't matter. And I apologise unreservedly, sir. I did not mean to... Well, I mean, the thing was, the line got a laugh, but then there was an audible, ooh. I thought, well, who have I told to fuck off? It was a guy called Anthony Kiedis. Who's the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I'd noticed on the way in that he was on the cover of Mojo magazine, and I wasn't. I thought, this is a social faux pas of epic proportions. And I thought, well, I better apologise unreservedly. I said, I am sorry if I've caused any offence. I'm sorry. I did not mean to call you a cunt. I'm sure you're not. I'm sure you don't have the depth or the capacity to give pleasure. I'd say comfortably 4 minutes later, I was presenting him with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Any other questions?
What do you think of Trump?
What do I think of Trump? Well, when Donald Trump first took to office, little did he know. Well, some people think Donald Trump on the political scene. Some people think Donald Trump was a breath of fresh air. Some people think he's a fucking idiot. But one thing's for sure, he's a fucking idiot. In the interest of fairness, though, I mean, Donald Trump is 77, Joe Biden is 81. I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but come on, prostate cancer.
I just don't understand it. Why would you become an Islamic fundamentalist suicide bomber on the off chance you might get 72 virgins when you die? Become a Catholic priest and have them now! Life's for living, am I right? My favourite suicide bomber of the last year. Oh, you're better than me because you haven't got a list. Whatever. My favourite suicide bomber... Well, I've got a couple that I really like. The Detroit bomber. Do you know this guy that flew into Detroit last Christmas? So he flew into Detroit airport. He had an explosive device in his underpants. The triggering device went off. The explosives didn't detonate. So there was smoke billowing around, but everything didn't blow up straight away. Just smoke billowing. So the other passengers, you can imagine, in America, post 9/11, how they put him out. They didn't run and get a safety blanket and some water and a stewardess. No, they stamped the fucker out.
Playing music in the car, and my kid was singing along, and he said the N-word. I was mortified. I thought, I've got to stop playing this whole genre, which is a shame because I love country music.
In America, in Oklahoma, where that fertilizer bomb went off, they have now got a Garden of Remembrance. And it has come up a treat. So, every cloud. These kids in American high schools, I'm sure you've read about them, 14, 15, 16 years of age, they go into their high school with automatic weapons and handguns, they go apeshit. They shoot 20 or 30 of their fellow pupils before turning one of the guns on themselves. What is their fucking problem? Do they not know where the staff room is? They could be heroes!
You know why so many American kids die in high school massacres? It's because they're not allowed to run in the corridors. Take your time with that, that's wrong on a number of levels.
They're an organisation in America that believe in holding on to their virginity and chastity until marriage. Britney Spears was a member. I think there's some footage of her leaving on the internet. Anyway, their slogan's True Love Waits. I thought, True Love Waits is such a lovely slogan, it deserves a T-shirt. True Love Waits. Pulls out and comes on her tits.
In America, they're called astronauts. In Russia, they're called cosmonauts. And in Britain, they're called balloonists. The greatest ride at Disney is the girl that works in the toffee apple kiosk.
What are you doing with a woman? Feels like a very elaborate cover story. Well, Elton John's left his wig at home. The fuck is that?
Your puppet dress is better than you.
Your what dresses?
Your puppet dress is better than you.
Your puppet dress is better than you. You know, but you're dressed as a middle-aged lesbian who's let herself go. I don't want to denigrate the American people, because you are a wonderful people, but gentlemen, you are dressed like fucking toddlers. You have solved for comfort. I get it, you want to be comfortable. And you can go too far the other way. Look at this cunt. But there's a happy medium, is what I'm saying. Between the fucking shorts on a grown man. Jesus wept. And Liberace's butt plug. The shoes, stop it. Yeah.
Will you let me, my best friend, come and give you a hug and kiss?
What, sorry?
Will you let me, my best friend, come and give you a hug and kiss?
No, thank you. I mean, in fairness, you are a Reno 6, but still, no. So mean.
Prince William or Prince Harry?
Prince William or Prince Harry? Well, the royal family, right, if you can imagine, they're like our Kardashians. And Prince Harry is very much our Kanye. He occasionally dresses as a Nazi, and he fucked up. The best strip club, I would say, in Florida, we went to a strip club called The Booby Trap. I don't know about the best strip club, but it's a very good name. There was one in Detroit. This was back in the 1980s, I believe. There was a strip club in Detroit called Office Supplies. It's such a fucking genius move, isn't it? Such a genius move, because you could use the company credit card. Oh, I see you spent $400 on office supplies. Well, that seems perfectly reasonable.
4,000.
As you were. Strange that it happened at 4 a.m., but okay. I guess you got in early, very keen. Who's what, sorry? Who's my least favorite celebrity? Putin? I'm not fussed. I'm not really. I think certainly in my industry, I wouldn't cast aspersions on anyone. I think, I don't know what you do for a living, sir, but I think there is a narcissism of small differences, where like sometimes you'll see a comedian slag off another comedian, and you go, dude, you do the same fucking job. It's like when Drake and Kendrick Lamar fucking kick off against each other, you go, fucking, it's. Fucking get a beer. Talk about what it's like being a rap fucking superstar. You got more in common than you don't. Well, what do you do, sir? You're retired? Yeah, but what did you do before you became a burden? What, sorry?
Your worst airport experience.
My worst airport experience? I don't think I've had any bad airport experience. I mean, sometimes you've got to fucking wait for security, but I'd fucking rather that than things blowing up. As opposed to what? It's all right. I don't mind it. I don't mind the airport. Here's how I think about it, right? I think boredom is underrated. Boredom is seen as a bug, but it's not. It's a feature. Boredom is unappreciated serenity. Lean into it. It's good.
Is there a Portland in Britain?
I would say there's bits of like Brighton have got a, Brighton's got a similar vibe. Like it's just like, it's people that go, what, deodorant? No, I never heard of it. It's not as outdoorsy as this though. There's something about the kind of ruggedness of people going, yeah, I'm gonna go camping. Where a bear's gonna fucking eat my face. okay. It's like the camping as well, the obsession with camping equipment and the homeless population. It's a fucking thin line between the two, isn't it? Like there's people walking past homeless people going, that's a nice sleeping bag. It's nice. I've got a condo, but I've seen those, and that is a great unit. Look at that little stove. This
Portland.
Am I what, sorry?
Are you scared of Portland?
Just you. But really, that's not your fault. That's just how the crone has been depicted in our sort of shared culture. I just look at you and I imagine you've got two of your friends outside sitting by the cauldron going, where is she? She's probably just nipped out to get some Eye of Newt.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny and because I laugh funny. Come and see me. Go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets. Go and buy some tickets.